This is KERA News. I'm Bill Zeeble. A budding business is mixing spirits and scholars. It's taking the traditional college class out of the lecture hall and into a bar. One recent talk highlighted ancient sea monsters that once swam in North Texas. The professor was there along with dinosaur geeks, pints of beer, and KERA. It's 6:30 on a Tuesday night. Local brews, some cocktails, wine, and food are filling tables in the Cambria Hotel that looks out on Dallas's busy Elm Street. It's lecture time.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Props and Pints.
Peter Schmidt created Props and Pints and welcomes the crowd of self-described geeks and nerds. They're especially into tonight's topic, mosasaurs, giant sea creatures that swam here 72 million years ago.
Mosasaurs are actually one of my favorites.
That's why Shay Lecters paid tonight's $12 fee.
So any chance to speak with someone who has studied paleontology and anything like that, you don't get to run into those kinds of people every day.
The professor in charge tonight? Paleontologist Lewis Jacobs. He's with Southern Methodist University and a legitimate world-class mosasaur expert. He's uncovered fossils from Angola to Mongolia and here in North Texas. Jacobs was pleased he drew dozens of fossil fanatics to the bar.
I'm very grateful for being here. I think it's a very clever idea.
The clever idea was launched in 2017. Peter Schmidt had just been laid off from his 21-year job writing for the Chronicle of Higher Education, and he wondered, what next?
And I had the insight, what if we went back to literally a Socratic model where people gathered around the scholar as they gathered around Socrates and paid a few bucks to hear what they had to say.
Schmidt figured he had his supply of scholars. There are stars like Jacobs, but also struggling, untenured adjunct professors, some on food stamps. Next, he needed demand. In his hometown of Washington, D.C., the Profs and Pints inaugural lecture was called Science Fiction and Washington. That was 2 years ago. Earlier this year, a lecture on Alexander Hamilton, which used the bounce from the Broadway blockbuster, launched Profs and Pints national talks. Schmidt says some events have drawn 200 people.
You know, there are a lot of people out there who have interests who don't necessarily wear their intelligence like a badge.
Back in Dallas, Diane Tran just wears a hat with dozens of dinosaur pins on it.
This is a Baryonyx. There's the mosasaur, which is what this presentation is about.
Tran says she's loved paleontology for decades and was so excited about the lecture that she brought some friends. She says they liked it, and so did she.
I thought it was great. Learned some things I didn't know. This is much more intimate, and I enjoyed it.
Tran, like many here, heard about this on Facebook. Schmidt says success of Profs and Pints will depend in part on the affordable advertising available through social media. In this case, he used words like dinosaur and paleontology while targeting users within 10 miles of Dallas.
So I'm really trolling through waters where I know I'll find the fish I'm trying to catch.
Tonight's catch? About 40 people. Not bad, says Schmidt, for his second Profs and Pints presentation in Dallas. It covered his cost for the professor, but he says he's got more work to do to keep this venture from going the way of the mosasaurs. I'm Bill Zeeble in Dallas.